Mike, listening 5-2, R-6-10. TW-4-FCM. TW-4-FCM.
I just walked in here. KJ-4-REZ.
Well, that's got good audio, Floyd. You sound really good. You're right. You are full quieting, so good deal. W-4-FCM.
Yeah, on my 80-meter wire. But, hey, it works. My display doesn't work. Well, sometimes it does. I got to bang on this old thing. But, like I said, I got a new one coming tomorrow. The ICOM 2300, I think it is.
It'll be really fun. Be fun to get home and see it on your doorstep, won't it?
Because every time you get a new toy, it's always exciting. And then I'll actually have a real antenna so I can hit some of the other repeaters.
I only have a few in here. This one, 810, and Mount Mitchell and Asheville. So out of the four, and mine's backed up with a deep cycle marine battery. In fact, my 3HF radios are as well. Get one 450. It's got a power cord going to the battery. The power's out, I'll switch over to that. My 590's got one, and my TS-50. So everything goes to the marine battery when the lights are out. So I guess being in Africa 6 years made a prepper out of me.
Yeah, it's KJ4, is it? Yeah, apparently so. You sound like you're prepared.
When it's over there and all the power's out, you're in the dark and there's no police protection, you get real creative. So the lights would go out, the whole neighborhood would be totally black, my house would be lit. The Swazis thought it was magic, like it was voodoo or something. But I had an inverter and light. And so when it went out, we kept ours in the light, at least the hallway and bedroom. So even without a step on a snake one night, Floyd, so I learned I had to have light.
Hey, contacts out there, they said 10 meters is open from KN4, UBG, multiple Kathy.
W4FCM.
They could get on 10 meters, I'd be on there.
You know, we were missionaries, so Flint sounds impossible, but in Swaziland, Africa, is 3 Delta 6 Alpha Dancy. I would hear the truckers on New Jersey Turnpike working them on 10 meters, on 11 meters. And they'd say, you're where, Swaziland? When the 10 is in, it's incredible. Just the lowest power you work around the world, so it's exciting.
Well, I just spoke to two guys on the 880 machine up here, I-85, headed toward Gandy. I can't remember what the number is. I think it's 146-880. And they're working 10 meters right now. Said 10 meters of movement.
You know, I'll certainly be on it within the hour here and give it a try. And thanks for letting me know. I'd given up on it. It's so temperamental. But when it's in, it's great. W4FCM ID.
Make sure I have it, KJ4REZ. Did you get them doors unloaded?
I'm unloaded, and now I'm over here in the backside of Gaffney. I'm leaving out of Gaffney. Headed, I don't know, I think I'm headed eastbound, I think, out of Gaffney. I'm out here on, I don't know what the name of this road is.
Draytonville,
wherever that's at.
USL, well, I hope your back's feeling okay, and that's my good friend, Fred. Up there, he lives Parrish Mountain, and I'm really bad with call signs, so I can't tell you what his call sign is. So I'll let you guys pick it up and say hello.
I think name's Kevin O'Kevin. Yeah, the call is a true vanity call. Whiskey 4, Fred, Cameron Maxwell, Fox Charlie Mike. I used to be Whiskey 4, Pop Alpha Victor, and it seemed a little cumbersome when I got the extra. One ended the vanity. So Whiskey 4, Fox Charlie Mike, good to meet you, Kevin.
Yeah, I've talked to you several times, and, I hadn't been on in a while. I just, every once in a while I lose a little interest in it, you know, because, I mean, at times there's a lot of people in here, and a lot of times they ain't. And some of the places we go, man, say, you know, I don't have a lot of the repeaters yet. I'm adding as I go, but I'm surprised I'm still hitting y'all right now, being out here in the country. Especially on this little low 18-inch tall antenna I got.
Topic or anything, so must be in a particular location, W4FCM.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be looking back toward Rock Hill now here in a little while. York and all that. That's about the area I'm headed in.
Well, I can't tell you, Kevin. I have no clue where the hell that is, but besides all the 40 dB of background noise, which I know you can't help that because you're on the road, you're actually doing a great job.
Okay, I just got to take this rig out of here, man, get my buddy to help me turn it down. The microphone was a little too hot on it. And in order to turn it down, you got to take the radio apart and take the bottom off of it. I just ain't had time to do it yet. And, but yeah, that's what I got to get done.
QSO, are you running a V8000 ICOM?
I know, VHF FM transceiver. It is a DR135 Mark II.
That's funny. I'm running an Elinco DR600. I think it was manufactured in 1992. It is it's a dual band with a cross band repeat. But it's so old, like right now, the display is totally blank on me. So I did order a new radio. It'll be here tomorrow. But you know what? I kind of like this radio. And everybody says the audio is relatively pretty decent on it.
Sounds 100% on it, man. That sounds like you sitting here in the truck with me. I mean, it sounds real good. I mean, it's got real good audio. That's the way this thing is. I mean, it'll pick up a gnat when it flies by, you know, and it's just weird.
And the reason I bought this radio back in the early 90s was because it has crossband repeat, so I could use my HT. I could be outside or, you know, a couple miles away at the beer store or gas store or whatever, and I could still talk from my HT through the house. But sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. This thing has just gotten so old. So ordered a new radio. It'll be here tomorrow, but it's very basic. It's not fancy like this old one is, but hey, it is what it is. But your Elinco is doing a great job, man. It sounds great. It's just you're on the road. If you were at home, oh, I think it would be awesome.
Look, man, I'm hoping to get me a new truck before long, is what I'm really hoping, but not 100% sure, but I'm hoping to get one before long.
Ray, it does have a lot of background noise, but it's not the end of the world. Let me throw it over to Fred and let him pick it up, Kevin. KJ4, or is it? But these are net.
So I'm gonna go get some chicken eggs in a second here, though. But good to meet Kevin, and good to hear you, Floyd. You're coming in really well. I'm excited about tomorrow. How that does?
Yeah, me too. I'm hoping I can use my desk mic. Like I said, I'm gonna have to call you so we can adjust it so the audio's not too hot, because you know these radios don't have monitor. I can't hear myself. So I guess we'll cross that bridge tomorrow. All right. Well. Anyhow, this is where I've been hanging out for the last 2 days. So if you get bored or something, come jump back in here, Fred. And I'll say 73's KJ4, REZ.
Hey, good to hear you, Floyd. Again, thanks for getting me on and getting together with Warren. That was exciting for me and him, too. W4FCM here in TR signing.
Yeah, you know what? I think Fred, he's going to be really excited. He said he's never owned an amplifier. So I don't think he realizes what a big difference it's going to make. And that's why I'm, like, scared to death. I want you to go hook everything up for him. But we'll cross that bridge. KJ4, or is it?
He's got a Kenwood 2000. He's got great audio, but real thin at night. So I said, Warren, you're in for a big surprise. You checking that. People say, Warren, what'd you do differently? He'd be like just a little kid with it. Thanks again, Floyd. W4FCM signing. Head down so I get some eggs here.
Roger, roger, buddy. 73's, and I'll give you a call tomorrow when I get home from that paint job, and I'm sure my packages will be sitting here, and then we'll talk tomorrow. KJ4REZ.
coming out that way, Fred, and yes, I think that was man, I can't remember your name now, Fred, and the other guy. Y'all have a good one. I'll say 73 is KN4 UPG. I'll be clear.
Okay, so I'm not alone. I suck with names, and I'm even worse with call signs. All right, Kevin, I'll talk to you in a little bit, buddy. This is KJ4REZ, and the name is Floyd, as in Pink Floyd or Floyd Mayweather. So maybe that'll stick in your head there a little bit. KJ4REZ, 73, buddy.
73.